Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Living a dream and filling in for Dr. Savage, Brian Sussman out here on the left coast. It's the Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. He's back tomorrow. Let's talk about Scorched Earth. Michael's book, the latest book. I contend, no one's putting me up to say this, I've been watching Michael's writing career forever. We are from the same radio station. He's the guy that put our station on the map in the mid-90s when they launched his program as a local show, so I've been following ever since. We've written a lot of great books, but Scorched Earth, I believe, is his most important work yet. You need to go to Amazon.com, for example, or MichaelSavage.com. You got to get a copy of this book. Right now, it's number two on BookScan. You're saying, what's BookScan? Trust me when I tell you, as an author myself, nowhere near as prolific as Michael, but I'm just saying, BookScan's where you want to show up. So when you're number two on BookScan, okay, you're number two on BookScan, and you don't have a television show, for example, on Fox to promote your book, that's huge. Are you kidding me? Of course, unlike some of these other people in media, Michael actually writes his own books. But this is fantastic. It's number two. So Scorched Earth, available now. Also go to MichaelSavage.com for all the latest news. And stick around right here because there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Our country is in the crosshairs, and sadly, most people don't even know it. Don't even know it. It's amazing just cruising social media. Now, I've been at it today since very, very early this morning. My program on the left coast is on KSFO beginning at 5 a.m. So we're up hours before that preparing for the show. Every social media site I visit, including my own email accounts. You know how you get the pop-up ads in your email accounts when you log in, etc. Everything, it's just the fangs are out for Trump. They hate him. I've never, ever, ever seen anything like this in my life. I've never seen anything like this. And neither of you. We're living in unprecedented times for sure. Now, what's going on with Donald Trump? We'll get to the latest there. What's going on with immigration? Of course, you've come to the right place, borders, language, culture for that. But regarding this thing with Donald Trump and the hatred, it's really, really simple at the end of the day. Now, think about this. He's being called a racist, a xenophobe, a sexist, a corrupt businessman. That's the latest one today. And more by the media, politicians, celebrities. I mean, Bono from U2's out there today ripping into Trump. Why? Why? Where were all these vocal critics prior to his run for office? I'm just asking you because, listen to this for just a moment, please. According to IMBD, that's the website that tracks celebrities and their appearances on TV and in films, etc. Trump has appeared on nearly 200 television shows over the years. That's apart from his hit TV series, The Apprentice. His popularity has allowed him to appear as himself in several movies, like, for example, Home Alone 2. I mean, the guy's so popular, he appears as himself in movies. Now, that's creme de la creme. The question I have is, how was he so able to hide his vile side from Hollywood? Because he's like the most evil man that ever lived, according to some, right? How was he able to hide that all these years from Hollywood? How was he able to conceal, for example, his racism from Oprah? I mean, Oprah had him on television on her program when her program was huge on mainstream television many times as her primary guest. If he was such a racist, because you hear these idiots coming out, oh, he's a racist, housing practices going back to the 80s. Well, was Oprah that stupid that she would allow a racist to come on a program time after time after time? If he's such a sexist, and he's always been a sexist, oh, his business practices sexist, How could the female comedians on Saturday Night Live share laughs time and time and time again with a sexist? I mean, he hosted the show. Why would ABC have a long-standing relationship with a xenophobe? Seems like if that ever got out, it would be bad for business. I mean, sponsors would be pulling left, right, and center. How did this happen? Where were all these people? Oh, but suddenly he's the Republican nominee for president. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the deal. Just pull back for a second. I don't know how many never-Trumpers are left. I know there are a few. Gang, please, this isn't a primary, but if you're there and listening, can I just ask you for a moment to pull back? Just take a step back. Let's take a step back, take a deep breath, and let's engage the brain. Now, if you're a Hillary supporter curiously listening to the program, because a lot of people do, they love to listen to Michael's show because it's entertaining, and quite frankly, under their breath, they're going, you know, he's really right about this stuff. I just ask you this question. Even if you don't think Trump will be a good president, could you take a step back and wonder how a man's lifelong reputation, okay, here he is, Hollywood star, on all the shows, everybody wanted Trump at their party, everybody wanted a picture of Donald Trump, etc., etc., etc. How in such a short period of time could a man's entire lifelong reputation be radically smeared so quickly? How does that happen? How does that happen? Here's what's happening, my friend. It's threefold. It's really simple. The political establishment fears that their fiefdom is about to be toppled. The political establishment, left and right. That's why Jeb Bush was on the Emmys the other night, making fun of Trump. Okay? Jeb Bush on the Emmys. I mean, talk about a stiff. But he was on the Emmys making fun of Trump. That's why George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. That guy. Mr. George H.W. Bush. Right, that guy. Mr. New World Order, that guy. That's why he's going to vote for Hillary. The political establishment fears that their fiefdom is about to be toppled. Are you kidding me? The guys on K Street in Washington, D.C., their knees are shaking. They're knocking together right now. And then there's the media. Well, I've been in the media a few years. Before I got into talk radio, I was on television for years. Got a few Emmys to my credit. From when I first started in TV, I was in management. I managed a newsroom. I know how the sausage is made. I know how these people think. I get it. The media, for the first time ever, the media has a prime subject in that of Donald Trump, who they have to cover. They have to cover him. And he's unlike any politician they've had to cover ever, because he doesn't show them reverence. Even the most conservative candidate you can think of on the Republican side, had to try show the media a little respect in order to have access. Because if they wanted to get their message out, you know, I got to be nice to that reporter. I know he's a liberal. I'll seem very cool, calm, and collected. I'll alter my language a little bit. Who knows? I may even have to sound a bit like a moderate. But you know what? I'll get my access, and I'll kiss the ring. Guess what? For the first time ever, the media has a prime subject who won't kiss the ring. Trump knows they don't like him, so screw it. He's a New Yorker. Deal with it. And then third, the world's elite, and there are many, 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 with lots of money. Some are in positions of power in terms of government. Some are just incredibly wealthy individuals like George Soros. These are the world's elite. They're up against a very wealthy man who has for years snubbed the many invitations to join their order. He's not Council on Foreign Relations. He doesn't go to Davos. He's not a Bilderberger. He's not a part of their club. And they can't stand that either. So the fangs are out. That's where we are today. This is the church of what's happening right now, my friends. And you've come to the chapel known as the Savage Nation. And I'm Brian Sussman filling in. So we've got a lot to talk about. Phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be taking your calls in just a moment. That's one of the beautiful things about coming behind this microphone. get to talk to people from all over the country. Trust me when I tell you, I absolutely love it. Just a moment, we're going to slice and dice this statement. This is something Obama said yesterday at the UN. My head is still spinning from this. You have to realize, and we'll talk about this, what is happening with this refugee migration? What is going on here? And I ask you this question. These new migrants, these refugees, are they being sent to Mexico? Question. Are they being sent to China? Japan? Is Japan taking it? I'm just curious. I'm just wanting to know. Just asking the question out loud. What is going on? What is the common thread that the countries have where these refugees are being forced down our throats? And they are being forced down our throats. We don't like it. Most people in this country do not like it. But it's happening. It's happening. Listen to clip 10, and we'll come back and talk about this, and I'll talk about it with you. This is Obama yesterday. If you would please, guys, clip 10.
In recent years in the United States, we've worked to put in intensive screening and security checks so that we can welcome refugees and ensure our security. In fact, refugees are subject to more vigorous screening than the average tourist. And we've seen in America hard-working, patriotic refugees serve in our military and start new businesses and help revitalize communities. I believe refugees can make us stronger.
Key line, I believe refugees can make us stronger. Your thoughts on that? I'll have my thoughts. We'll get all to it. And this is The Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Check out michaelsavage.com. Don't forget the new book, Scorched Earth, available now. Again, Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman, filling in for Dr. Savage, the book, Flying Off the Shelf, Scorched Earth. Also, don't forget Dr. Savage on Facebook, and you can follow him on Twitter, at A Savage Nation. Barack Obama says, quote, I believe refugees can make us stronger. I ask the question, how? How? You know, some of these people are not the best and brightest. They don't have any marketable skills. They really don't. So how are they going to contribute to our society? We're going to develop that in just a bit. Something I said is really resonating with folks. I was talking about how Hollywood just suddenly hates Donald Trump. He's vile, he's horrible, he's evil, he's a racist, he's a sexist, a misogynist, a xenophobe. Politicians, right and left, feel the same way. Celebrities with, you know, all they have is their celebrity. Very little in terms of marketable skills other than they can sing and act. They feel the same way. Where were these people all those years? Donald Trump, such a public person. Where were they all those years when they wanted to be on TV with him? When they wanted him to come to their parties? When they were trying to get on his show? When they wanted him to come on their show? Where were they? And suddenly, he decides to run for president as a Republican, and my God, well, the apple cart's getting upset. The political elite. The establishment. They don't want their fiefdom toppled. You have the media. They've never had a candidate that they've been forced to cover who refuses to kiss their ring. And then, of course, you also have the other component of all this, the world's elites. Donald Trump, for whatever reason, has never wanted to be a part of their club. So let's go to the lines on the Savage Nation, because a lot of you want to talk about this. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Marshall, let me see here. Let's go to George, WFNC in North Carolina. George, I understand you're a pastor. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call. Not only am I a pastor, but I'm a Korean War veteran Vietnam veteran. And I noticed when Donald Trump first made his announcement, one of the things that has upset the establishment is the fact that this man had the nerve to raise a Bible that his mother had given him years ago. Now, I know that Donald Trump is not a Bible thumper. In fact, I doubt that his knowledge of Scripture is great. However, he now has the opportunity to upset the apple cart. And that's what really has them inflamed. And then on top of that, Donald Trump had the C.O. Jones to go into the black churches and point out what the Democrats have done to the black community over the past 50 years.
Yes, yes. They can't stand that he's going into their turf, which they thought was theirs, lock, stock, and barrel. And George, the latest is that some 19% of blacks, according to polls, are thinking of voting for Donald Trump. That's a huge blow to Hillary Clinton, and I'm glad that he's staying on this message.
I absolutely agree with you wholeheartedly, Brian. And I'm telling you, whether they like it or not, I am the executive director of Save America First, Evangelize the World. We've been incorporated since 2009. And Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States, whether they like it or not.
George, calling from North Carolina, appreciate that. A black pastor for Trump. Okay. Let's go to this one. How about Alan, KKOH, in Reno? Alan, I heard today, we don't have a lot of time, but I heard today that one of the new refugee centers is going to be set up in Reno. What do you think about that, sir?
What? Well, anyhow, I'm a values voter. I voted for Ted Cruz when I had the chance. Yay. I can now, with a clear conscience, absolutely vote for Trump. He's got values that I can appreciate. I've studied him longer than most people. When Donald Trump cares about people, he's not pandering people. That's the genuine thing. And I thought I was the most colorblind person in the world. He's probably more colorblind than I am. And I wish his buddy Dennis Rodman would speak up about it, damn it.
Alan, thanks for your call. KKOH Reno. That's right. Reno's going to be the next new refugee center.
Mm-hmm.
New centers opened up by Obama. We'll talk about that as well. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, who, of course, is going to be back tomorrow. Go to michaelsavage.com for all the latest news. Sign up for the Savage newsletter. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. He's back tomorrow. Scorched Earth, available now. Just go to michaelsavage.com. Number one New York Times best-selling author Savage predicts the chaos that is Obama's legacy. Can it be stopped? You've got to read this book. You've got to read this book. I believe it's his most important book ever for such a time as this. So Savage is back tomorrow. Again, the number 855-400-7282, Savage Nation. Let's go to some audio. We'll pick this apart, allow you to comment accordingly. So here's Obama. It's the last line of this particular clip that is just amazing, where he says, I believe refugees can make us stronger. Really? Listen to the entire clip. 10, go.
In recent years in the United States, we've worked to put in intensive screening and security checks so that we can welcome refugees and ensure our security. In fact, refugees are subject to more vigorous screening than the average tourist. And we've seen in America hard-working, patriotic refugees serve in our military and start new businesses and help revitalize communities. I believe refugees can make us stronger.
And I believe refugees can kill us. Because isn't that what we've been seeing? Isn't that what we just saw in New York City and New Jersey? An attempt to take lives? I believe refugees can make us stronger. Who is us? If he's talking about the bad guys, ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, he's spot on. This is incredible. And then he claims about these security checks and this screening. We can't adequately screen anybody from Syria and Somalia, period. It's not possible. They're working off of false documents. Okay, case in point. We're going to go to clip 25. This is incredible. So now you have today the State Department spokesperson, a guy named John Kirby, acknowledging, admitting that Islamic State terrorists are trying to mingle with refugee populations overseas in the hopes of making it to the United States, posing as a refugee. And he says the vetting process isn't perfect. Obama just said it's extensive, it's intensive. Screening, security checks. Okay, I guess this guy opened his mouth and had an honest moment, because wait till you hear this. It's audio clip 25.
We feel good that it is it's done appropriately, it's done thoroughly, that the vetting is good. And the president has talked about the fact that we're going to up the number of total refugees to more than 100,000 for fiscal year 17. Yeah. I wouldn't debate the fact that there's the potential for ISIS terrorists to try to insert themselves, and we've seen that in some of the refugee camps in Jordan and in Turkey, where they're trying to insert themselves into the population.
There's a potential. Oh, that's no problem. That's a potential. What happens when that potential is reached? People die. This is this is aiding and abetting the enemy. These guys take an oath of office to keep us safe, protect the Constitution, to keep us safe at home and abroad. See, this is something Savage wrote about. This is in the Savage newsletter. You got to go to michaelsavage.com to get a hold of this. Are you ready for this? It's just simple math. It's simple math. So during Secretary of State Clinton's tenure, 680,000 immigrants from Muslim nations were brought into the United States. 680,000. And by the way, they like to have a lot of babies. It was Yasser Arafat, the guy who founded the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the guy who really created the art of airplane hijacking. Yeah, that guy. He said something to the effect that, it's a paraphrase, but we will destroy you with our womb. Our wombs. These people like to have lots of babies, and they do this for a reason. Do you think the 57 Islamic states that currently exist were always Islamic? So again, 680,000 immigrants from Muslim nations brought in during the time Hillary was Secretary of State. If we were to say 10% of them were radical, would that be too high? That'd be 68,000. This is in the Savage newsletter. Now, a liberal would say, well, that's just too high. It's not 10%, not 10%. What about 1%? 1%. 1% of 680,000. Well, that's 6,800 Muslims that are radicals. Oh, no, 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 1%'s too much. Couldn't be 1%. Well, what if it's 1/10 of 1%? 1/10 of 1%. That's 680. 680. Now, can we get the liberals listening to the program to admit, well, maybe 1/10 of 1%. Yeah, could be radicals. That's 680 of these miscreants going radical. 680 let in to kill one way or another. Are you cool with that? You're good with that? I mean, it's become the new normal. It's become the new normal. We had this discussion on my morning radio station out on the left coast on KSFO this morning. We were I lost track. I couldn't remember all of the events in this country where some crazy read a holy book and decided to take it seriously to the point where they're killing people. I can't even. It's the new normal. So then you've got this. Oh, by the way, well, then you've got this. Only 37 Republicans back a plan to defund Obama's Muslim refugee program. Muslim refugees from the Middle East and Africa pouring into Europe. Obama says the U.S. needs to take more. That's what he said at the U.N. yesterday. Only 37 Republican congressmen have signed on to U.S. Representative Brian Babin from Texas efforts to cut funding for all refugees being sent to the United States from places like Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia. Only 37. We have a majority in Congress. They hold the purse strings. They could stop this crazy thing. They're not doing it. Now, what's going on? Does Obama got something on these guys? Oh, that could never happen in Washington, D.C. No, I believe the House of Cards is based on reality. Come on now. What do they have on these guys? You know, there's that little mistress that you were engaged with a few years ago. We got this poop on that. you know, we've been through your IRS records, and you did cheat in 1960. What do they have on these guys? What's going on here? I mean, we have a clear and present danger that Congress must address. And Barack Obama's on a crusade to increase this flow before he leaves office in January. And yet when Representative Babin from Texas tried last week to muster support for legislation that would cut this off, cut off the funding, he's gotten very little support from his own Republican colleagues in Congress. Now, you just heard Obama say, oh, we've got a great vetting process. It's wonderful. It really works. It's intensive. Well, where does it start? Refugees bound for the United States are selected by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Do you trust the United Nations? Do you trust them with anything? So it starts with the wonderful, important, intensive, scrutinizing intrusion from the United Nations? See, there's only one guy who might be able to stop this, and that's Donald Trump. The problem is, I'm not sure he can get backing from his own Republican Congress. So, Congressman Babin from Texas invited all 247 Republicans in the House to sign a letter calling for language to be inserted into an upcoming budget resolution that would cut funding for UN refugees coming to America from countries with active jihadist movements. Only 36 Republicans would sign the letter. This is pathetic. Pathetic. You've got a Republican-controlled Congress that has the power to cut the purse strings on the refugee flow coming from these jihad-friendly countries. But we won't do it. We won't do it. Why? What does Obama have on them? What does Hillary have on them? What is going on here? What have they been offered? What have they been threatened with? I'd like to know. Even among members of the House Freedom Caucus, which includes some of the most conservative members of the Republican majority, only 18 of the 41 caucus members signed on to the Babin plan to cut funding. Great story. This is just incredible. World Net Daily's done a great job with this story, by the way. This is amazing. So, okay, I can give you names, but let me just continue here. This is amazing. So you have Obama's refugee admissions program in fiscal 2017, which starts October 1st. So we're just a few days away, right? Obama wants to admit 110,000 refugees beginning October 1st. 110,000. 110,000. So let's do the 0.1% on that, folks. You know what? We can't afford it. American lives are too precious. He wants 110,000 in fiscal 17. That's up from 85,000 this fiscal year and 70,000 the year before. And by the way, there's a report in the Reno Journal-Gazette. Reno, of course, I used to live there, know the town very, very well. 47 new refugee resettlement offices nationwide. Reno's going to be one of those locations. I was just in Reno recently. I was looking at some property in Reno, in fact. And I thought to myself, well, The Muslim refugee program hasn't hit this town yet. Oh, well, now it has. It's coming. Why is Obama sending refugees to these places? Why is he doing this? I believe the goal, starting with Soros on down, I mean, he's also he's congratulating Merkel for the wonderful job she's done in Germany with this. Talk to the people of Germany. Are they really happy with this? I see the reports. I've seen the video. Doesn't look like it's a pretty thing to me. They're trying to wipe out the Western ethos. In America, wipe out the American ethos. And also, it's payback time for people who are white. We're going to get rid of white America. We're going to get rid of white Germany. We're going to get rid of white Europe. I know it sounds xenophobic, but this is what's happening. Are the refugees coming to Mexico? Are they? Just asking the question. Are we putting pressure on China to accept refugees? Just asking the question. How about our friends in Japan? They're some nice people. Are we doing the same there? No. What about the many nations of Africa, sub-Saharan Africa? Are the refugees going there? What is happening here? I just told you what's happening here in black and white. I told you what's happening here. Reno? Obama, I don't know if he's ever been to Reno, but the administration says we've got a bunch of cowboys out there. If you've ever been to Reno, it's a cowboy town. It really is. It's the Wild West. Let's bring them in and wreck that ethos right off the bat. We don't want any more cowboys. That's what's happening. What's happening with you? We'll take your calls in just a moment. The announcer will give you the number. Scorched Earth is available. Got to get the book. Go to michaelsavage.com and sign up for the Savage newsletter as well. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage. I'm at michaelsavage.com right now. What a pervert. Anthony Weiner. Another online relationship with a teenager, this time a troubled 15-year-old girl. This guy is a pervert of the first order. Uma, I guess, just didn't want to stand by her man the way Hillary has done all these years, because he's a pervert of the first order as well, in my opinion. Hello? Somali Muslims, I'm reading here at michaelsavage.com, in the Twin Cities favor Islamic law over the U.S. Constitution. Bring them in! Bring them in, I tell you! Keep them coming! Keep them coming! Let me see, what else do we have here? Scorched Earth, it's number one on iTunes' list of top nonfiction audiobooks. Here is, let's see here, let's go to Vincent's at WABC. We've been talking about the refugees coming in this country. Vincent, I just ask you this question. Where are we getting the money to pay
for? He said it's going to be $100,000, and you time that by the average of $63,000 per refugee, and that's astronomical. You know, there's even a more obscene thing here. You know, CNN and MSNBC, they're very biased toward us. How come we don't turn it around? You know, I think Obama's only bringing in these refugees to replenish all the black people that are dying in the cities. You know what I mean? We're not that dark-hearted, Brian. Not like other people.
No, we're not that dark-hearted. But see, this is revenge. It's revenge on the American ethos. It's revenge on white America. It's revenge. It's watering down the American ethos and opening the border, which will eventually lead us to something just diabolical in terms of government. I appreciate your call. I'll tell you something. I'm on my Twitter feed right now. Somebody just sent me something. I've got to find out where this is. It's a black rally in an American city. And they are chanting against Hillary in no uncertain terms. Don't vote for Hillary. Don't vote for Hillary. Don't vote for Hillary. She's trying to kill us. This is incredible. I've got to get to the root of that coming up. If we could please, let's go to... this is an interesting one. If we could, Dominic WJR, you're bringing up a great point. Obama tells us these refugees are so well vetted. Thanks for joining us, Dominic.
Yeah, yesterday on WJR by a local show host, they're interviewing Al Brooks Patterson. He's the Oakland County executive. And Michigan has the highest refugee replacement program in the United States. So we're taking in more Michigan than any other state. He could not find out any information by anybody in the federal government, not DHS, no department that could tell him that these people were being vetted properly. And to make matters worse, they're being brought in with tuberculosis.
So there's a variety of diseases. I mean, you just look at the overall immigration situation of this country, with Michael's talked about extensively, involving the disease. We've got so much more to talk about, and we will. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Actually, here he is tomorrow, Michael Savage. Brian Sussman, Michael's buddy, filling in here on The Savage Nation. And, of course, the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE or 855-400-7282. I've known Michael for a long time, listened to him on the radio since the mid-90s when he started on KSFO, the station where I host a show. I've watched his career, and it's been fun. His theme has never changed, since day one on the radio in San Francisco back in the 90s. I think it was 94. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. And guess where we are today, folks? This language, I should say, this election is all about borders, language, and culture. And if you want to read a great book, you need to purchase Scorched Earth. I know you've heard Savage talk about this, and I know you're responding, but we need to get the word out before this election takes place. It's now number two on BookScan. Now, in the publishing world, that's everything. If you're number two on BookScan, that's huge. And by the way, Michael's got this radio show, but he doesn't have a TV audience to pitch the book to. He has his loyal listeners, and the fact that it's number two is a testament to the loyalty and the power of the Savage Nation. Keep it up. Give a copy to an undecided friend to help save America from the Clintons and their evil plans. Yes, I said evil plans. In this segment, we are going to take you from the $43 martini to cow farts. What a bookend. They both take place in California, by the way. $43 martini and cow farts, which our governor has just outlawed. I'm not making this up. This is what's going on, folks. Now, if we let's go to the campaign trail, shall we? Let's go to the campaign trail. Don King. I've always found Don King to be incredibly entertaining. He's, of course, the boxing promoter. And he's out there stumping for Trump. Now, just before we left you, I have to tell you, this is on my Twitter feed. I still don't know where this is from, but it's video. I mean, this is not doctored up. This is video. You may be able to hear it here. I'm going to play it. There are a whole bunch of Americans who are black, and they do not like Hillary. And this chant, I don't know where this is. It's a major event in a major city. No, they're not rioting like we saw yesterday, sadly, in North Carolina. That was sickening. Okay, could somebody help connect the dots here for me? Black cop kills black man who had a gun. Black police chief gets up and reiterates the whole thing. Black officer kills black man with gun. And Black Lives Matter goes crazy. They trash police cars. They hold up traffic, stop semis on the roadway, loot them and burn them. Can somebody connect the dots? How does all this work together? Other than absolute chaos and anarchy hitting the streets, which I believe Michael addresses in Scorched Earth. Okay, I'm just, this is a... Don't vote for Hillary. They're killing black people. That's what they're saying. Don't vote for Hillary. She's killing black people. I got news for you. Donald Trump has tapped into something here, and he stays on this theme, and people are waking up and realizing, yeah, you're right. My whole city is run by Democrats, and it's not working out so good for us. These Democrats in Washington, D.C. keep telling us they're going to make things better, and they're not making better for us. If you want to get into a gruesome subject, we could talk about Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton is Miss. She's the poster girl for Planned Parenthood. Where do they tend to set up shop in black neighborhoods? You connect the dots. But look at some of these other headlines this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whatever time it may be you're listening to the Savage Nation. You have the Egyptian president. The Egyptian president saying there's no doubt Trump would make a strong leader. And this man, the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, while in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, said that Trump's Muslim ban is something that apparently he's willing to accept because of his experience and the reports he's seen and advice from experts. He said, no doubt Trump would make a good leader and cut some slack on last year's Muslim ban idea after meeting with both him and Hillary. They met separately. Well, look what's happened in Egypt when it comes to Muslim terrorism, Muslim radicals. I mean, that used to be a wonderful place to go visit with all the tourism and all the history, etc. Business ain't doing so well these days in Egypt, folks. Oh, now look at this interesting story. The IRS chief, Koskinen, threw two guys on the night shift under the bus, testifies before the House Judiciary Committee today, said that he did not personally instruct employees to destroy the backup tapes of 24,000 emails under subpoena. He said, I did not personally do that. I was assured managers understood. Except for two guys on the night shift. Oh, yeah, the old throw the two guys on the night shift under the bus. You know, here's the deal. On previous testimony, Koskinen stated that there had been no evidence anything had been destroyed. And now he's admitting things were destroyed. This guy lied. If this were you or me, and we were before the IRS, the one thing you'd never, ever, 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 ever want to do before the IRS is lie. Even a little lie, it'll get you thrown in the clinker. This guy gave a big lie before Congress. Oh, he needs to be impeached. No, impeachment's too good for this guy. Impeachment is too good for Koskinen. Meantime, another story here from the Free Beacon. Company of a prominent Democrat donor. Oh, has pulled in more than $270 million worth of government contracts under Obama. It's called Chechi & Company. They're a D.C. consulting service. They provide technical assistance, training, and management services to promote social and economic development in developing and transnational nations, and transitional nations, I should say. 180 federal government contracts totaling $270 million in compensation under the Obama administration. This is the same company, if I remember correctly, that previously came under fire for getting a $25 million no-bid contract. Well, it pays to give to all the right people, doesn't it? Pays to give to the right people. Okay, let's continue down this road, shall we? Odd stories in the news. Would you like the $43 martini or cow farts? Okay, cow farts. My Governor Jerry Brown, a lefty's lefty. You know, we have this law here in California that you're not supposed to have three terms as governor. He did two terms in the 70s, and now he's doing two terms in the 2000s. How does he get away with that? You know what his answer is? Again, this guy used to be the Attorney General of California. That's like the top law guy, you know. Here's what Jerry Brown said. Well, that law was passed after I was governor first time around. That's how he can run for a third and then fourth term. So he's been, actually, this is his second term. So he's been governor. It'll be four terms. We have a law that says you can only have two, term limits, two. He says, well, the law was passed after I did my governorship the first time around. But what about the spirit of the law? Oh, no, this is California. We write the laws. We change the laws. We interpret the laws as we go along in this state. Anyway, Governor Brown, Mr. Green, Mr. Climate Change. Oh, yeah. Speaking of crony capitalism, how about green capitalism? He knows how to line the pockets of his donors and his friends that are involved in the green world. So here he goes. One of the main methane culprits, they say, is manure. So we've got a new regulation in California. Cow farts. Dairy farmers have to cut methane emissions to 40% below the 2013 levels by 2030. This is part of a little cap and trade plan we have out here. And the bottom line is, what's going to happen is you put all of these stiff regulations in place to limit the methane coming from manure and the methane coming from the cow's back end and the burps coming from the cow's front end. As we start to control that more with all sorts of carbon sequestering and other highly technical contraptions, for lack of a better word, it's going to cost a lot of money for the farmer. So the farmers are either going to be moving out of the state, and by the way, ag is the biggest source of revenue in the state of California, believe it or not, or they're going to stay in state, and the cost of milk and dairy at large, eggs, for example, and meat's going to go through the roof. Going to go through the flipping roof. So something else going through the roof, the $43 martini. Well, you know, I've done my research on this, and I believe the martini was actually invented in the San Francisco Bay Area in a town called Martinez during World War II. At least that's the rumor. It's a little suburb east of San Francisco, Martinez. It was a hopping little town during World War II, military base nearby. The martini, they say, was invented there. We do have a wonderful vodka, and Listen, I know this is the wine countries out here in California, and I enjoy wine a little bit now and again. I know a lot of craft beers made out here. I'm not big on the wine and beer, but I will enjoy one every once in a while. I am a fool for vodka. I'm just saying. Many of you are on a program. God bless you for that. Stay on the program. Just turn it down for a second or two. But there are many great vodkas out here. But this particular vodka is called Hangar One. It's made at the former Alameda Naval Air Station. So Hangar One, the $43 martini, is made with, it's at a particular venue here in California, and it's made with fog. They're actually able to condense the moisture in the air in the San Francisco Bay Area and distill it down to water, which they're able to mix into this particular vodka, which that they can serve in the form of a martini. And if you want one of these, you can pay $43 for it per martini in San Francisco. $43. Now, can I tell you something? I know people are listening from all over the United States and beyond. You're thinking, $43 for a martini? The economy is booming out here. Absolutely booming. There are people that'll throw down $43 for a martini. I've seen people throw down $100 for a shot of tequila. People are rolling in it out here. The cost of living's through the roof. So with that in mind, it's an interesting segue. There's a town here in the San Francisco Bay. It's Los Gatos. A lot of people, a lot of high rollers from the Silicon Valley live there. A lot of the athletes with the 49ers live there. If you wanted to rent a three-bedroom apartment in Los Gatos, it would probably cost you for a decent place about, you ready for this, three bedrooms, modest three bedroom, maybe 1,200 square feet, three bedroom, $3,500 a month. So I'm just asking the question, why is the Obama administration bringing Muslim refugees with no marketable skills into Los Gatos of all places? Because that's what's happening. Who's paying for this? We're going to talk about it. Interesting segue, my friends. On this, The Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. Savage is on Twitter at @ASavageNation, also on Facebook. Don't forget the book, Scorched Earth, which we'll talk more about as the program unfolds. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Okay, celebrities in the news talking politics. Don't you love it when a guy from Ireland lectures all of us? So where was Bono from U2? Guys, I love the band. I love the music. A lot of things I like about him. But what's going on here? Why does he say Trump is the man who could destroy America? Why is he saying this? Listen to clip 28. This is from CBS This Morning.
Look, America is like the best idea the world ever came up with. But Donald Trump is potentially the worst idea that ever happened to America. Potentially. Could destroy it. Because of what we're saying. Because America's not just a country. Ireland's a nice country. Great Britain's a great country. All the rest of it. It's not an idea. America is an idea, and that idea is bound up in justice and equality for all. I think he's trying to hijack.
Why don't we do this? Is Ireland accepting any refugees? I think that's just a very fair question. Are they accepting? Let's see this Somali and Syrian refugee population start getting inserted into your country against the will of the people. Let's see how that works out for you. Okay, let's talk about that. So that's Bono talking it up. I don't think we have time for this right now. Oh, yeah, we could slip this in. Here's Don King. I started to get into this in the last segment, Don King. He's introducing Trump at a rally. Oh, boy, here we go from MSNBC.
I told Michael Jackson, I said, if you're poor, you are a poor Negro. I would use the N-word. But if you're rich, you are a rich Negro. If you are intelligent, intellectual, you're an intellectual Negro. If you are dancing and sliding and gliding, Negro, you are dancing and sliding and gliding, Negro. So dare not alienate because you cannot assimilate. So, you know, you're going to be a Negro till you die.
Don King, with his introduction to Donald Trump. Some of these polls regarding the black vote for Trump are just incredible, and it's got to be driving Hillary crazy. We'll talk more about this. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage, who's back tomorrow. Don't forget michaelsavage.com. Sign up for the Savage newsletter, and we'll read some excerpts from the latest newsletter a bit later here on the program. Also, Savage on Facebook and on Twitter, at @ASavageNation. 855-400-7282. That's the number, 855-400-7282. Hillary made such an odd... I've always been irritated by the politicians who just make these statements and people, oh, yes, yeah, no question. How are we going to pay for that? And how are you going to do that? She made one of these statements today. It's like Barack Obama. We played this earlier where he said, I believe refugees can make us stronger. Can you please explain that? I understand how many legal immigrants to this country can make us stronger. I get that. And I believe they can. But the refugees that we're letting in many cases, have absolutely no marketable skills, for starters. Can't speak a lick of English and have no real inclination to learn anything about the American ethos. And the Constitution? Huh. So that was one of those statements. But how about this statement by Hillary? I am just so... She's out at a college campus. And what's crazy about this is it's the college campus. It's back east. I'll think of the name in just a moment. Richard, where was this? What was it? Temple? Temple University. Trump does his speaking, as you know. Many of you have seen a Trump rally. I have not seen one, but many of you have. The places are packed to overflowing, and the media never shows you that, but they're always packed to overflowing. And he always has a number of speakers come up before him, motivational speakers, hilarious speakers. Like, for example, you just heard Don King popping off. Okay, he's brought up for entertainment purposes. There are also those two ladies, they have the YouTube channel, those two black ladies that are hilarious. I've had them on my morning program on KSFO in San Francisco. I can't remember their names right off the bat, but they're funny. They'll open for Trump. So it's very entertaining, and again, motivational and inspirational. Then Trump comes up, but you never see any of that. You never see any of that. Hillary is at Temple University. They're saying there were 200 people. No. I've seen the pictures. If there were, no. I'd be surprised if there were 100 people. She can't fill a room. The millennials especially are just not interested in the woman whatsoever, and I'm told the more they learn about her life, they're not interested. Hillary's just not appealing to them. She's like a grandmother who kind of screeches. But I'm trying to find the clip right now. This is where she's talking about the millennials and every decision I make, you people are going to be at the table. What does that even mean? How could you...
Yes, every decision! We're going to be there!
So she's going to be bringing into her cabinet meetings a millennial? Well, this is our guest millennial today, sitting with us. Well, how is this going to work? But this is, they just say stuff. They say stuff. Listen to clip 12.
I need you as partners, not just for winning this election, but for driving real change over the next 4 years. The fights ahead of us are bigger than one election, one president, or even one generation. It's going to take all of us working side by side to build the kind of future we want. That's why, if I'm in the White House, young people will always have a seat at any table where any decision is being made.
Okay, good. We're going to be in the room. Woohoo! Good. Oh, so exciting. These people are stupid. How can you believe this? Young people will always have a seat at any table where a decision is being made. When you get the 3 a.m. phone call, you get a call down the street to one of the universities nearby. We need a millennial in the room. Just got the 3 o'clock phone call. This is so dumb. Here's Donald Trump. He's pretty much nailing it here. This is Donald Trump, clip 13. Clip 13, please.
Hillary Clinton is the chief emissary for globalism. And I'm not running to be president of the world. I'm running to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going on. When Bono hears about Trump, he's a globalist. He's probably, I mean, listen, he does some good work and he's a nice guy. I get he's a wonderful singer. But he's pretty much an open border type guy, I'm pretty sure, right? Well, Hillary Clinton will be the open borders president. What does Bono really care about the American ethos other than there are people here that buy his records? He doesn't care about the American ethos. He doesn't care about American exceptionalism. No, Hillary Clinton is the vessel for all the global special interests, and there are many. There are many. And Donald Trump has drawn a line in the sand saying he's not. And that's why people around the world, the elites in both parties, don't like the guy. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, if you're just joining us, this is why the media hates him as well, because he won't kiss their ring. He refuses to. He knows they don't like him. Okay, deal with it, guys. And he will play them like a fiddle, like he did last Friday. When he says, yeah, I'm going to have a major announcement. Everybody, okay, he's going to say something about being a birther. This is going to be great. Think about this. Think what he did. Think what he did in that moment. Some of you may not even know about this because it took place on a Friday. You're getting ready for the weekend. You go through the weekend. The media doesn't report on this. Oh, my. They were so PO'd. Are you kidding me? So they think that he's going to make a statement about being a birther. And so he says, okay, everybody, come on down. You're going to come to my new hotel in Washington, D.C. It's this beautiful hotel. And come to the presidential ballroom at my new hotel. So right away, he totally dupes them. He gets free publicity for his new hotel in the presidential ballroom, which he's essentially named after himself, right? Okay? So he gets all these bozos from the media. They come down there. Cameras are rolling, thinking, oh, here he goes. He's going to step in it again. He's going to make a comment about the birthers. This is going to be good. And what does he do? I have a special comment I'm going to make in just a second. But first, and it's one general after the next, and one Medal of Honor recipient about after the next, and Gold Star moms and Gold Star families, and they're all saying, Donald Trump's the man. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man. And the media's seething. And then, essentially, at the very end of all this, Trump, who's completely played the media for 20 minutes, all the networks are covering it, free advertising, free advertising, free advertising. At the end of the day, what happens? He gets up and says, okay, now regarding the birthers, Hillary started it, I finished it. See you later. Buy some T-shirts as you're leaving the Trump Tower. He played them like a fiddle, which is what he does every time. He's a master of the media. I've never seen anything like it. And they were steaming, but he got 20 minutes of free airtime. I mean, look at the headlines today. One of the headlines, Hillary Clinton spent $50 million. She's spending $645,000 a day. And Trump's spending a fraction of that. Now, if that's what she has to do to keep up her slim lead in the polls, $645,000 a day, that tells me her lead is, there is no lead. She's in trouble. She is in trouble. Well, let's go to the line, shall we? A lot of people want to check in. 855-400-7282. Talking about the Syrian refugees. Talking about the Somali refugees. Asking the question, why? Here's Clint listening to KSFO in San Francisco. Clint, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Brian. My wife and I are world travelers, and we spent some time in Syria and Jordan. We took a Greyhound bus out to Palmyra, up to Aleppo, Homs, Tahrir, Ugarit, and talking to the people, they said, you know, someday we're going to take over your country. And I said, well, how are you going to do that? They said, well, we're just going to breed you out of existence, and we're going to come in, and we're just going to just keep populating. And we talked to one guy in an airplane, said he had a PhD, and he said, someday my grandchildren will kill your grandchildren. And my wife and I looked at each other, just completely, our jaws dropped, and we were just in utter shock that they just have this, it's written. We are going to come in, we're going to take over. And it's scary, you know?
Well, they're motivated also, Clint, by that holy book of theirs, which commands them. You know, there's a special blessing for the Muslim who moves to a country run by the infidel. There's a special blessing in the Quran for that person. So they're encouraged to go to these nations and just wait patiently, bide your time, keep cool, have babies, have more babies, have more babies, and eventually you will become the majority population. And when that happens, boom, the hammer comes down. That's how it's happened in every one of those 57 nations. I mean, it's just history. I don't mean to sound like a phobe. It's just history, Clint.
It's true. And remember that father, the father of the one of San Bernardino, he said, son, why are you a terrorist? He goes, someday, you know, soon, Israel will be wiped off the map. You know, it's a matter of fact to them. It's going to happen.
And, you know, Clint, it's going to happen because, in their minds, because they've seen it happen over the centuries in those 57 countries. If we're patient, we will bide our time. We'll get a special blessing from Allah for spending time in this country, in this miserable rat hole of a country, the United States of America. And guess what? We'll get the blessing in heaven, and our kids, or maybe our kids' kids, will have the blessing of seeing the country worship Allah.
I have one question before I hang up on myself to Hillary. Is what if your daughter Chelsea was the ambassador at Benghazi? Would you have left her called go on deaf ears?
Wow.
That's it.
That's
Thank you.
Great one. That is a great one. There goes Clint. Yeah, these are very, very important questions during this very, very important times. It's interesting. Hillary Clinton remains in the news. You know, she's got this, the guy that was running her server, the guy that's been pleading the fifth, might have gotten busted on Reddit. Apparently he was on Reddit and was asking some questions on Reddit. I mean, if you want to know anything, just go to Reddit. And it could be very fascinating. Some of the stuff you can learn is actually quite tremendous. But here's this IT guy, and this is a day after the House's Select Committee on Benghazi, just speaking of Benghazi, reached an agreement with the State Department with respect to acquiring correspondence sent and received through Clinton's private server. So they're investigating the September 11th, 2012 attack in Benghazi. They want all the emails to and from Hillary. And a day after this guy is told, get the emails, what does he do? He goes on Reddit and says, quote, at least they think it's him. Whoever it is, interesting, isn't it? A day after, I may be facing a very interesting situation where I need to strip out a VIP's, and then in parentheses and caps, very VIP, email address for a bunch of archive email. Basically, they don't want the VIP's email address exposed to anyone and want to be able to either strip it out or replace the email address in the to from fields in all of the emails we want to send out. Now you know why. If this is the guy, now you know why he ain't talking. He ain't talking, friends. All right, Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, who's back tomorrow. We're going to talk about his book, Scorched Earth, in No Uncertain Terms, coming up, because this book is flying off the shelves, literally. It's number two on BookScan. It's pretty incredible, but not surprising. I may read some excerpts from the book as well, because I think this is his most important work for such a time as this. Of course, I'm broadcasting at Michael's flagship station, KSFO, where I host the morning show. Crazy stuff goes on here in California all the time, including now the regulation of cow farts, if you will, cow flatulence. Regulating them big time. It's going to cause the cost of milk and did I say eggs? Well, eggs as well. I mentioned eggs because they're also doing this with chicken manure. Chicken manure, cow manure. Prices are going to go through the roof with these regulations to curb the methane gases that are released by the excrement created by these animals. Joe kind of has things figured out. WMAL. Joe, I think you're on to something here. Thanks for checking in from the nation's capital.
Yes, thank you very much. It's going to force the farmers out of business, and then they're going to have to sell their land cheap, so it's going to be a big money grab for the governor and all his friends were probably in land developing.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a masterful job here of driving farmers out of this state. It's happening all over the state because of water, various environmental regulations, and I think you're right. At the end of the day, they want the beef industry, they want farmers at large just to clear out. You want to conduct business, go someplace else, or, hey, better yet, we'll spread the wealth. We'll start buying all of our stuff from other countries.
It's a shame.
I'm telling you, Joe, this is why we got to make America great again. I'm just saying, we need to make America great again. And these environmental laws are just insane. I mean, it's to the point where there's a major milk producer here in California. They wanted to expand their facilities. So the state said, okay, well, you can expand, no problem. The county said, okay, you can expand, but tell you what, all the roads around your particular property, all these major roads, this is a big facility, all the roads, you're going to repave all those roads and put in new gutters on the side of the road and all that for us. That's going to be a part of the payment for allowing you the opportunity to expand. And then you're going to start maintaining those roads, too. So now this wonderful dairy business, it's a major business, I could tell you the name, you may have heard of them, But now, not only are they in the business of milk and eggs, etc., now they're in the business of maintaining roads. That's how it works out here in Green, California. It's the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage on this, The Savage Nation. Always a pleasure, always an honor. He's back tomorrow. Scorched Earth, the book, available now. Go to Amazon.com. Go to MichaelSavage.com. It's number two on book scans. Some of you are saying, what's book scan? Well, if you're in the publishing world, book scans everything. You're number two? What? You're number two? And you don't have a television show to promote your book? Are you kidding me? No, what Michael has is the Savage Nation, the loyal listeners to the Savage Nation, of whom I benefit greatly. I know so many of you listen to the Savage Nation via the stream at KSFO.com because that's Michael's flagship station, and I host the morning show there along with my wonderful and talented and hilarious sidekick, Katie Green. Well, let me read to you from this book that's become so, so popular. Maybe I can convince you to pick up a copy. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. I turn to page 148. This book is altogether, let's see here, not including the notes, it's 282 pages long. Unlike others who write these types of books, Michael's books are always easy to read. Very informative, easy to read. So for those of you who said, yeah, I've tried some of those other books and they're laborious. It's like I got to read things three times in order to figure out what the guy's saying. You don't have to worry about that with Michael. It's almost as if you're listening to the show when you read this book or any of his books. So again, I'm on page 148. This is a section of a chapter. The section is entitled, It's Not Xenophobic to Fear Fundamentalist Muslims. Right? How many times have you been in a conversation with a liberal friend or family member, coworker, and you start talking about Muslims, and suddenly they're looking at you as if you have a third eye? Oh my God, this guy's crazy. He's a xenophobe. In fact, Donald Trump has said a few things. He's a xenophobe. So I'm going to read right from Savage's writings, okay, because this is very easy to do. It just flows off the tongue. Ready for this? Your president, that would be Barry Hussein Obama, has brought in more Muslim nation immigrants than the entire population of Washington, D.C., 680,000 of them. The gates to the United States are being thrown wide open to those who would come to dominate us. Their holy book teaches them not only to love thy neighbor, but to convert thy neighbor and impose the medieval system of oppression known as Sharia law. There is one religion that the world fears, Islam. It is true that most Muslims are not terrorists. We know that. But I have to ask, says Michael in his new book, why is it that every time they blow themselves up, they scream, Allahu Akbar, which is a religious statement? Why is it that they kill in the name of their religion? Why is it that they kill in the name of their religion? Let's say that the terrorists are a small minority of fanatics. Why do they always quote their holy book, the Quran? when they do the most heinous acts you could ever imagine. Raping, murdering, kidnapping, cutting people's heads off, crucifying them in public squares, putting them into a cage, setting them on fire, all in the name of religion. So you say to yourself, it's really not that they're different, which is what Obama would imply, or that we're xenophobic. We're not afraid of them because they're different. As I said, says Michael in his new book, Scorched Earth, as I said, we're not afraid of the Chinese. We're not afraid of the Japanese. We're not afraid of the Romanians. We're not afraid of the Irish or the English or German or Africans. But most people are afraid of Muslims, especially those coming into our country who make their wives wear full burqas. That's an indicator of something, isn't it? Wouldn't you say that if you're going to bring in Muslims, you would seek out the educated Muslim who has something to offer the society? Someone who wouldn't put his wife into a 15th century confined tent and treat her worse than you would treat a pet? Wouldn't you want to denigrate a society in that direction? Or degenerate a society in that direction? Why would you do that? Either you're not thinking or you actually want to set the society backward. I mean, Michael spells it out in this book. I mean, there's so many things. But xenophobe, he's right. I live in San Francisco. I'm surrounded by people speaking many different languages at all times. Sometimes, especially when you go to certain sections of the city, like the tourist area, which is right in the heart of the city. When I go to Union Square, I'm hearing a multitude of languages, and quite frankly, it's beautiful. I mean, there's something beautiful about culture and ethnicity because God created them all for a purpose. Is anyone better than the other? No. But when they all get along, it's a beautiful thing. The people are talking in the various languages. I'm hearing languages I've never heard before, seeing people that look so different. But everything's fine. I don't fear them. I don't fear them. But you're right. I do fear certain individuals who I know want to kill me and come from places where they are known to kill people like me. Okay, so I'm just saying, Michael hits it on, that's not xenophobic, that's self-preservation. I think that's a fear that is healthy. Can I tell you right now, there are certain parts of the world I would never go. I would never go there. I suppose I could go just about anywhere in China and I'll be fine. I could go anywhere. Let's pick another big country. I could probably go. You pick your poison. I could go to a multitude of very large countries in this world to visit every city, and I would be fine. But guess what? You go to the Middle East, and I don't think I would be so fine because of my religious beliefs, which are a hybrid in and of themselves. Because I believe in the Bible from front to finish. We're talking from Genesis to Revelation. And I have a Jewish last name, so you go figure. I don't think I would be well received in certain countries. And that's a healthy fear, I would think. So Savage spells it all out, where we are at this point in our nation's history and where we're going to go unless there's a big-time course correction in just a few weeks. And I'm talking about this election, and I'm talking about one guy, okay? It's no longer a primary. You got two candidates. You got Hillary, and we know what she's all about, and you got Donald Trump. You want authenticism? You want authenticism? You've got Donald Trump. I mean, this guy will tell you what he's thinking each and every time. He will. And I want to know where the media was. I want to know where the celebrities were. I want to know where the elites were. I want to know where the establishment was all those many years when Donald was conducting business and he was on Oprah, he was on Saturday Night Live, he was on 200 different TV shows, he had his own TV show for 14 years. Where were all those people back then? Why weren't they saying xenophobe, racist, sexist, tax cheat? Where were they? Where were they? Oh, then he decides to run for president. They're not really saying much. They're chuckling a little bit. And then he starts creaming the field because he understands how to manipulate the media. He starts creaming the field. And then it looks as if he's the nominee. Oh, my God. They start coming. Racist, crook, cheater. xenophobe, misogynist. Where were they all those years? What's going on here? What's going on here? So, if you just go, for example, to the front page of Drudge. Savage is a big Drudge fan. I'm a big Drudge fan. Everybody in talk radio is a big Drudge fan. Anti-Trump forces scour the globe. Scour the globe. It's a new campaign touted as the October surprise that will end Trump, seeking to mobilize a secret swing state of more than 8 million mostly unregistered global citizens and progressive Americans living abroad to vote in the U.S. election. This is how desperate they're getting, because Hillary's spending money like nobody's business, and it ain't working. So now they're going global to marshal the forces globally to get people to vote overseas against Trump. This is what they're doing. They fear this man. They fear him. Because he's the one guy that can stop the insanity. He can stop the scorching of the earth and restore the country after Obama. Hence Savage's book. All right, it's the Savage. I can't wait to talk to you. This is the Power Hour, of course. This is where we get to open up the lines and I get to hear from you on a number of topics. And it's a great honor. You don't understand, as a local show host, to get behind this mic and talk to people from all over the country. So I'm ready. I'm ready to hear from you. You've got a lot to talk about. Some of you have been waiting patiently to get on the program. So let's get to the calls. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. Again, Scorched Earth available now. MichaelSavage.com. Sign up for the Savage newsletter. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Savage is back tomorrow, but enough of me. Let's get to you, the caller. At 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. So all of the callers reflect things we've been talking about since the program began. Let's start with Tim. Tim's out on the left coast. Tim, we were talking about Muslims, immigration, the refugee program, and the fact that each one of those 57 Muslim countries was not always that way. They use the womb, among other things, to populate, and they do it pretty darn well. Go ahead, Tim.
Exactly. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Great. Glad you called.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Well, just picking up from what you started off with here, that is true that although, you know, we have a lot of immigrants coming over, and they've already been allowed to come in and populate here. When Trump does get in office, as I believe he will, he'll be able to slow down the actual immigration. But as of the population that's already here, that's not able to be controlled. Reason being, one of the reasons is their tradition of Islam is the husbands or the men could have up to four wives. Although only one is legal in the United States, nonetheless, they continue having the wives, and that's why their population grows so fast, like in Dearborn, Michigan, Minnesota, the Somali groupings there. Wherever they at, they massively populate, and although they can assimilate and do assimilate initially until they get to a population that's becomes a majority or even close to a majority, then they start asking for Sharia law. And eventually they will get it in areas, again, like Dearborn, Michigan, where Christians are actually being arrested for basically handing out material, like a Jehovah's Witness would go door to
right.
door. Well, you can't do that. There are some no-go zones here in the United States.
It's true. So. And, Tim, the polygamy thing is not to be overlooked. This isn't something you're just making up. This is a common practice. It's allowed in Orthodox. It's allowed in Islam. And I truly believe that one of the reasons why we're continuing to see this alteration of traditional marriage in this country is because now we have, you know, gay marriage is becoming widely accepted. There is, of course, a lot of talk in a lot of states about, well, okay, you know, I'm bisexual. Why are you going to deny me the right to marry a man and a woman. I mean, I like them both. How can you do that? We're going to open up the floodgates towards polygamy, and this is what Muslim activists deep down inside would want, because if indeed they're going to be comfortable in this country, the laws would have to accommodate that part of their religion as well. It's really simple to me.
Yes, that's true. In fact, I have a friend who is a mail carrier here in Oakland, and he is eyewitness, actually, of the fact that there is one gentleman, Muslim man. He actually has four wives. Only one is legitimate, his wife. The other ones are collecting welfare, and each of them have three, four, five kids.
That's I've heard this story time and time again. I heard this story. We've all heard of the stuff going up in Idaho. I had a friend who lived in that particular complex where that young girl was just so violated. A friend that lived in that complex, he said the same thing. He said these guys legitimately have one wife, but there are several others in their apartments, but they just say, well, this is my sister. This is my whatever. Tim, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Savage Nation. Now we go to Tony, K-F-A-Y, in Arkansas. Tony, go ahead, please. You're on the air. Savage Nation.
Well, you were talking about this global campaign that Hillary Clinton is doing to get all these voters out to vote in this election. I don't think many people talk about the issue. She has no other choice. Her and Obama have backed themselves into a corner that they have to win because they're not immune from prosecution if it's under a Trump administration. She would have actually been better off letting the FBI conduct an investigation and either find her guilty or not guilty and going through prosecution because Obama could have pardoned her. But now neither one of them are immune from prosecution under a Trump Department of Justice. So this is a do-or-die election for them. They have no other choice.
I would agree with you, Tony, and appreciate your call here on the Savage Nation. I don't think Obama will be prosecuted for anything. Even if there was something clearly worthy of prosecution, we could go down the list in our own minds right now. I don't think the Republicans would have the spine to do that. But Hillary, different story altogether. The question is, what kind of opposition research does she have on all those who would be trying to prosecute her? Because I believe she's got boatloads of stuff on just about everybody. What do they have on Trump? I mean, he's pretty much put it all out there, right? Everything. His life seems to be an open book, unless she's got some secrets. But I'll tell you, thanks to the Russians and Guccifer and others, we've learned a lot about Hillary, although the mainstream, lamestream media turns a blind eye to it all. More to come. Glad you're here. Brian Sussman, filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Surprise anybody? Hey, Brian Sussman, by the way, first of all, filling in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. Savage on Twitter, at A Savage Nation. And, of course, Facebook and the website, michaelsavage.com, and the book. And we've read excerpts from the book today, Scorched Earth. So, is anybody surprised? NFL ratings dropping. For years, I will just tell you, my wife and I had a tradition up until this very year. Every Sunday night, we would sit in a love chair, just the two of us, and we would watch all the football highlights from that day. We've done that for years. Huge football fans. But being out here in San Francisco, my team was the Niners and the Kaepernick thing. That was it. And then more guys following Kaepernick's lead. And there are other things I don't like about, some of the management practices with the team that I used to follow. As well as just so many guys in the NFL with bad attitudes. Now listen, I know there are some great guys in the NFL, but the NFL screwed this one up so big. So big. They could have put the clamps down on it. You got coaches at the college level like at Virginia Tech, for example, no, you're on this team, guess what? You're standing up for the pledge, and you ain't flinching. No rocking back and forth, no swaying, hand over heart, left hand behind your back, that's the way we roll. Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, I hear he's made it clear that as long as he's signed the paychecks, the guys are standing for the pledge. The NFL could have done the same thing. They could have done the same thing. Just across the board, guys, this is all about the fan experience, okay? It's not about you popping off, making a jackass out of yourself, having your little First Amendment time. This is the fans' experience. We are entertainment. You are working in our league. This is what we're going to do. This is the way we roll. You stand at attention. You want to protest off the field? Protest off the field. But the NFL screwed up. I mentioned that because it's not just me, apparently, not watching the games. I haven't seen one play or one replay this entire season. We're 2 weeks into the season. I know I'm not the only one. And maybe you still, you know, like watching your team. That's fine. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying I'm not surprised when I see the latest headline saying NFL ratings are dropping. Doesn't surprise me. Let's get some of the other stories in the news, shall we, that we haven't been able to get to here on the Savage Nation, like Michelle Obama. Oh, she's on the CBS Late Show with Colbert. And she's saying, I don't have any sympathy for spouses of presidential candidates. Listen to clip 11, please.
We got the two candidates out there who have their own agendas, and their spouses have to sort of go along with whatever this person is doing. Do you have any sympathy for the people who have to go there and stand by the person running for president?
No, not really.
No,
because if, you know, you have to be, you know, in it. If you're in it, and if you don't agree, you should have agreed before they ran, you know? I mean, bottom line is, if I didn't agree with what Barack was saying, I would not support his run. So I stand there proudly, and I hope they are, too, standing with their spouses proudly. So no sympathy.
But the things that they have to go through, for instance, Melania Trump was so criticized for using what turned out to be a portion of your speech. Do you have any sympathy? Because there are people around her creating things, and, you know, I have some sympathy for her. Do you understand how that might be sympathetic for what happened to her?
Yeah, that was tough.
Mm-hmm. It must be so nice to be so cool. By the way, I'm just curious. Is anybody else wondering? I don't know what the messaging is. You know, image is everything, right? Especially when you're president of the United States. Why isn't this guy wearing a wedding ring? What is going on there? Is there some kind of message that he's sending us? What's happening? Or is he just waiting for conspiracy theorists to rise up and speculate? And speculate, I tell you. Well, now we have the Nation of Islam calling for an economic boycott of Charlotte. So again, I'm trying to connect the dots. Black cop shoots black man with gun. Black police chief confirms that black man had gun and says his cop did the right thing. But then Black Lives Matter goes up and tears up the town, and the Black Nation of Islam is calling for a boycott of Charlotte, which has a large percentage of black employees in executive positions. I don't get it, but let's listen to clip 20 and see if we can figure this out together.
We're watching modern-day lynching on social media, on television, and it is affecting the psyche of black people. That's what you saw last night. This is what, when you don't get your justice, we don't get a redress for our grief, and we don't get justice, this is what you see, and you're going to see more of that. We're not telling our brothers and sisters to stop. We're not going to get out there and tell y'all, oh, brother, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this, when we ain't getting no justice. So everybody in Charlotte should be on notice that black people today, we tired of this bull.
Right.
We tired of being killed and nobody saying nothing. We tired of our political leaders going along to get along. They're so weak. They don't have no sympathy for our grief.
So let's just look at a couple. This is the leader of the Nation of Islam, or a Nation of Islam leader, I should say, in Charlotte, calling for the boycott. We're telling our brothers and sisters, we're not telling our brothers and sisters to stop. So in other words, the violence, the anarchy, trashing police cars, breaking up private property, stopping cars in the roadways, stopping trucks in the roadways, looting the contents, setting them on fire. We're telling them not to stop. Wonder how Martin Luther King would feel about this. We're tired of being killed and nobody's saying nothing. Mm-hmm. So again, Black cop kills black guy with gun. Black police chief tells us exactly what happened. And then Black Lives Matter goes up and tears up the town. I just have to believe. Last week I was in St. Louis. So I'm in, of course, San Francisco Broadcasting today. That's where I live. KSFO, Michael's flagship station. I was in St. Louis last weekend for a wedding. It's actually in Southern Illinois. But you have to go to St. Louis to get to Southern Illinois. By the way, Southern Illinois, here in the Bay Area, can I just tell you something? I've never seen a Trump sign. I think I've seen one Trump bumper sticker. Lots of Bernie people out here. Got to Southern Illinois, never saw a Hillary sticker, never saw a Bernie sticker. Trump, 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 Trump signs anywhere. When I'm in St. Louis, I don't see a Hillary sign. Saw a couple Trump stickers on the back of the car, didn't see one Hillary. So I'm just telling you, that's the nation's heartland, right? But as I'm interacting in St. Louis briefly at the airport, etc., with so many wonderful black people, I'm just getting the sense they're probably as embarrassed with these black activists as I am with the white activists. You know, I mean, these crazy white liberal activists here in San Francisco, they don't represent me. And I'm just getting the feeling as I'm interacting in the airlines, behind the scenes, all getting gasoline at the rental car place with all of these wonderful black people. I just thinking, you know, they're probably embarrassed by these so-called black leaders as I am about the so-called white liberal leaders. I'm just not buying it. This Nation of Islam activist does not speak for the black community. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. This guy, you just see him, he's got hate and mean-spiritedness written all over him. The people I was interacting with in St. Louis, the people I interact with, for crying out loud, here in the Greater Bay Area, who are of color. The crazy activists don't represent them. I think they're embarrassed by it. Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's Sadiq Khan. Mm-hmm, that guy. He says, terror attacks are part and parcel of life in the big city. So this is that radical Muslim activist, right? Yeah, it's just get used to it, I guess he's saying. Clip 23, please.
What I do know is part and parcel of living in a great global city is you've got to be prepared for these things. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to support the police doing an incredibly hard job. You've got to support the security services.
Mm-hmm. So the mayor, he said this visiting here, I'm guessing, right? This is the mayor of Londonistan or whatever they call it now, Sadiq Khan. Oh, but he's a moderate, Brian. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know much about the guy. He's now the mayor. Terror attacks are part and parcel of life in a big city. So that's the new normal. We're just supposed to get used to it, roll over and take it, guys. Come on, it's the new normal. Terror attacks are part and parcel of life in a big city. Get over it. Come on. A few lone wolves here and there. Going back to the math that Michael did. Shared this in the first hour of the program. If you're just joining us, here you go. It's from the Savage Newsletter. Go to michaelsavage.com to read this for yourself. We just told you, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, 680,000 Muslim immigrants during Hillary's time as Secretary of State. 680,000. What if 10% were radicals who want to kill people? Oh, that's impossible. There wouldn't be 68,000. Okay, well, what about 1%? There's 6,800. No, it's too many. What about 1/10 of 1%? Well, okay, maybe I could believe that. 1/10 of 1%. That's 680. 680 motivated people. They could do one heck of a lot of harm. So I guess that's what the mayor of London said. Hey, just relax. These terror episodes are just part of life in the big city. So when it comes to your big city, how are you going to feel about that? Okay, so you want more of this activity in the big city, you want less? I'm looking at two candidates. Take your pick. Okay, you take your pick. Take your pick. You want more? You pick her. You want a chance for less? He's your other choice. I'm just saying. 855-400-SAVAGE. That's the phone number. 855-400-7282. There's still a little more time to be able to take your calls, and I can't wait to speak with you. You know, regarding the other news of the day, I am getting a lot of emails, by the way, regarding the cow flatulence story. Yes, it's true. I'm not making this up. It's California. That's where we regulate everything, including cow farts. I'm also looking at this oath the nationalization oath of allegiance to the United States. How do you possibly take that oath to become a citizen of the United States and yet at the same time believe that Sharia is front and center in your life? I'm just asking the question out loud. We've really got to develop this, and we have a little more time to do that on the Savage Nation. Also, I should tell you that Hillary, besides the email scandal, there's another little problem she's having with the Greens, you know, all those greeny people. Yeah, apparently people have been looking into her donors during this political season and noting that, you know, Hillary, of course, the big climate change warrior, right? Her campaign war chest is polluted, so to speak, by donations from the fossil fuel sector. My. So Little Miss Green, climate change champion, getting money from oil and gas and even coal to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. How many millions? We'll come back and talk about that and take your calls, as I mentioned. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. He will be back tomorrow. Scorched Earth is such a success. The new book by Savage. Entire title is Restoring the Country After Obama. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Had some great moments in the program reading excerpts. But it's number two on BookScan, which means it's, I mean, a lot of people are reading the book and a lot more need to read it for such a time as this. So I encourage you, go to Amazon, go to michaelsavage.com, get a copy. One of the things I was just mentioning in the last segment is I spent some time in southern Illinois last weekend, went to a family wedding, stopped first in St. Louis, then drove into southern Illinois, specifically a little town called Salem. Centralia, then Salem. Centralia, home of the winningest high school basketball team in history or something like that. Trump signs everywhere. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I don't know that I've seen a Trump lawn sign anywhere. See lots of Hillary signs. See lots of Bernie bumper stickers. Here's Debbie calling in from my home station, KSFO, in San Francisco. Now, Debbie, I understand you are black. Talk to me about your support for Trump. Go right ahead, please.
You know what, Brian? First of all, thanks for taking my call. I never get in on these shows, but I listen to you every morning. I'm going to tell you something. I would be afraid to put a Trump sign in my window. I would be afraid to put one, a bumper sticker on my car. I really wish that I could. But I fear somebody vandalizing my car. I wouldn't do it. There's a lot of undercover Trump people, probably in this city as well, as liberal as it is. And I was born and raised here in the Haight-Ashbury, you know. And yeah. I'm probably the only conservative registered in my area. You know, I was in the primaries and the lady said, "Woo," you know, because she saw Republican down there. It's just
so again, here's Debbie going to her polling place to vote in the primary in California, the Haight-Ashbury area, which is, you know, the center of the hippie and counterculture movement. You're a black woman. You're going to vote Republican. They probably thought you were making a mistake, right?
They thought they made a mistake. and the cold part about it is that the woman was an African American woman that was, mm-hmm. Taking care of me. And I'm just like, you know, I mean, I said my 25-year-old daughter is very smart. She's an independent. She wouldn't even tell me who she voted for. It's like, because this kind of stuff goes on. I haven't seen any Trump bumper stickers anywhere.
No, it's there are certain parts of the Bay Area, well, all parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, with the 6 or 7 million people that are here, you would be asking for your car to get keyed, right, if you put a Trump bumper sticker on the back end.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. And there are people listening, Debbie, who have no idea what do you mean your car would get keyed? That's where you take a key and you scratch it, you know, you scratch the paint, that happens around here if you come out with a Trump bumper sticker.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to put a Trump sign in my window, you know, because Hillary, it's just unbelievable what's happening in politics today.
So, Debbie, in our remaining moments, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. In our remaining moments, what you heard was that there is momentum. Things are changing. Crooked Hillary. Next week we have, of course, the debates. And tomorrow you'll have back Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation.